News broke yesterday that the Taiwan-based Foxconn Technology Group had reconsidered its decision to build LCD screens at the plant it's building in Mount Pleasant.
As part of a multi-billion dollar deal with the state, Foxconn was going to build the plant and provide nearly 13,000 manufacturing jobs in exchange for significant tax breaks. Instead, they will focus on research and development.
Representative Gordon Hintz is the Democratic leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly. He represents the city of Oshkosh. Representative Hintz, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, great to be here.
Well, what was your reaction when you saw this reporting on a what sounds like a change of plans for Foxconn?
Well, it was disappointing but not surprising. A lot of the concerns that we've had about the changing nature of this project, Foxconn's history of overpromising and underdelivering on projects around the world, and just the fact that it never really made economic sense, led us to this point where, a conclusion that a lot of us had reached a year and a half ago.
There will still be a Foxconn project, it sounds like, and Republicans are pointing out, hey, most of these economic incentives, they only kick in when the jobs are actually created. So we're not out that much, I guess, is the argument. What do you say to that?
Well, that is definitely a positive of it. I guess the thing that has been, the only thing that you really need to get right if you're going to go forward with a project that involves up to $4 billion potentially of taxpayer money, is the transparency and accountability. Give us updates on what's really happening, what we can expect, and the fact that what was sold to us when the bill was signed into law, when the contract was signed, is nowhere close to what's happening now, yet they're still using the same job numbers, just tells me that they're not being forthright, and I think the taxpayers deserve better in Wisconsin.
One big change under the current plans, it sounds like instead of entry-level manufacturing jobs, this would be a lot more research and development jobs. People would presumably need to come in with different skills, more technical training. Does that concern you?
Well, no, it's just a different project. Again, when we voted on something, we were sold a plan that were manufacturing jobs, that were the production of large-scale LCD screens, the only U.S. plant in the country, and now we're talking about something totally different, but it's vague. Words like tech hub and innovation center don't really tell me anything. And given the shortage of labor and really the shortage of engineers nationally, we're going to want to know that this is a viable model going forward. I don't think anybody has any idea, including Foxconn, about just what's going to happen here.
You were just calling for transparency and accountability. Should the state be doing more to try to impose those things, I guess, on Foxconn?
Well, certainly the state should, but the state needs to ask it of Foxconn. I wrote a letter to the WEDC and Mark Hogan last August, and I got a quick response. And when I asked for those kind of answers, they said, look, Foxconn's a successful company. We're not here to tell them how to do their jobs, If they say they're going to create these jobs, they will. And there was almost no interest, despite, the fact that this model is just simply not viable due to labor costs. I mean, this idea that we're going to bring back this kind of manufacturing is just not economically feasible. I think the reality is you have a company whose goal was to evade tariffs on the goods that they export to the U.S. And so by getting a foothold here, they were able to avoid the same kind of tariffs that have impacted other industries. I'm not sure this was ever about jobs in Wisconsin.
Do you think that Foxconn, all in all, was a mistake? Should this deal not have happened in the first place?
Yes. I mean, we have spent 2 years putting all our eggs in one basket, shifting all of our economic focus to one company with a plan that was not economic viable, that had a horrible track record, and lost sight of the fact that it's education, infrastructure, and small business development that is the key to long-term economic growth, especially from what state government can do.
Talking to Democratic State Assembly Representative Gordon Hintz, Democratic leader in the Wisconsin State Assembly, looking at what looks like a substantial change of plans in the big Foxconn development project. Your Republican colleagues, a couple of the leaders, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Republican leader Scott Fitzgerald, have suggested that the blame lies in part with Democratic Governor Tony Evers and a changed attitude toward taxes and the business climate in Wisconsin. What's your response to that?
Well, any time that you've bragged and boasts and it completely falls apart, I realize it's, humiliating for them. But the deflection of blame is so desperate on their part.
Look, this was their plan. They own it. They're the ones who you know, went along with it. And quite frankly, in the lame duck session, they took control of the WEDC so they'd be able to continue to manage it. So shifting it to Governor Evers, even as the company said it was, they couldn't do this anywhere in the United States, you know, is just them trying to deflect blame from an awful decision that they made.
A lot of the money involved in the incentive deal, as we mentioned, is based on job creation. People have pointed, though, toward some construction costs already in place, repurposing transportation money to make the roads point at Foxconn. Are you worried about some of the costs that have already hit the state and local governments?
Sure. I mean, the big dollars were in the incentives, and it's true that none of those have been doled out, but we do have sunk costs. And again, there's opportunity cost in terms of this has taken all of our focus. But the fact that we diverted money, or they, I should say, diverted transportation dollars, $134 million away from state projects to support local roads for Foxconn is going to cost us. And, you know, if I were a local taxpayer in that area of Mount Pleasant and Racine County, you know, I would feel a little shaky about the fact that they have committed so much resources with the expectation that a big plant creating increased land valuation, you know, would deliver the results they wanted. And I think that's a little shaky right now.
With this change of plans, is there anything you think needs to happen in the legislature? You and your Republican colleagues, do you think you need to change anything?
Well, that remains to be seen. I think there's language in the contract that really sort of made it flexible. And it's not that I'm not, you know, I don't recognize market changes, but if they're talking about an innovation center, I think you're talking about 300 or 500 employees, you know, for a completely different type of job. I guess, you know, right-sizing it and figuring out, you know, the best way to be accountable to taxpayers. And if the plan needs modification, the legislature will act. But I just think we need what is actually going to happen. If it's going to be smaller, let's get those details out there. But don't continue to tell me there's going to be 13,000 jobs when that's not tied to anything. It does a disservice to taxpayers and really a disservice to Foxconn, and they're, you know, trying to appeal to us.
Finally, what is your message for Foxconn itself? What kind of things do you want to hear from them that will make you feel more comfortable about this project going forward?
Let's have a reality-based plan with details about what is actually viable for the market that we're in, and be a little more specific about what we can expect. I mean, managing expectations would make it a lot easier to support what they're going forward with, and we just haven't had that.
Representative Hintz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Representative Gordon Hintz is the Democratic leader of the Wisconsin State Assembly. He represents the city of Oshkosh. He joined us to talk about Foxconn's decision to focus on research and development at its plant in Mount Pleasant instead of manufacturing.
And coming up on Monday at about 3:45, we'll get a Republican take on Foxconn from Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke.